August the 12th, 2022 at 10 a.m. calling Glenda Brown. Testing. Yeah, Glenda, this is Curtis Sanderson. How are you?
Okay.
I was just calling to touch base with you. It's been such a hassle in the last weeks or so. Lots of comments and sparks flying. And I just, hopefully, everybody got their bearings. And the reason I'm calling you, I'd just like to get your perspective.
Well, Curtis, it's, all I have wanted is for the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation to, for some reason, I don't understand why. People that I don't even know have just stopped me at any point from doing anything, and I don't understand the animosity. I mean, I was a member for the last 20 years. I've never done anything wrong. And I've had all this. What makes it even worse is you say sparks flying and the other. But you see, I'm blocked from any page where that's being done. I don't even know what's being said unless someone calls me and tells me. And there's a lot of misunderstanding and, quite honestly, lies going around. But I can't and I won't fight them. I've done nothing. I don't understand how somebody can walk in, start things that were not right. They can put up a page and call themselves the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation when they're not. And when they're called on it, they change the name. That was great. You know, at least they weren't calling themselves. They had to be told that they were not the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation. They were posing as the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation.
Right.
They can walk over and take a lawnmower that belongs to, I guess the Sons of the Confederacy had purchased. It has been gifted to the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation. He comes over, he takes it, and he proceeds without ever talking to anybody. He proceeds to say that he's cutting the grass every week and he's not getting paid. The Sons of the Confederacy paid him. I have a copy of the check. But it took me a while to get it. And he's saying he's never been paid, and he got 2 days later for I'm not even sure how much that. I just don't understand it, Curtis. And then I had spoken with you before and considered you a knowledgeable person and one who was willing to help, but somehow our relationship soured, and I didn't understand what I had done with you, done to you. And there's just been so much. There's just been so much going on. I even wrote confused as to why that last meeting was called. I didn't know if it was a meeting asking for people to come to the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation or whether you were interested in starting a new group. Nothing has changed. Nobody, you know, Ricky Poole claims, you know, six members or whatever, I'm not even sure now, had joined the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation, but no one joined. They didn't give me an application. They didn't give me... I just... It got so bad that I've talked to an attorney, and, you know, I was advised just to try and stay out of it, which is what I've just... That's what I've done now. And it doesn't stop. It just goes on and on and on. And that's where do I stand? I stand right now as being very confused. Well, all I wanted to do was have several meetings, have some people join the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation, get to know them, and have an election. That's all. That was my intention. Right. I don't know. It just seems like a big battle, and I can't understand why.
Well, as far as our relationship, I remember, well, I don't have a lot of background of you and I and ties to Ettrick, but I remember you came up to me one day at Food Lion, you may remember that, and you were asking about my sister. And I told you she was pretty much housebound invalid with social services. She's not doing well. You were trying to get a luncheon together for the Ettrick people. I remember that. And that's really the first time I had a face-to-face with you. So I don't know our past. But anyway, that was a connection there that was very well. And then the next connection was through Facebook with the bench raising, and you stepped right in, and people donated and went through a horrible process of just trying to get something manufactured, engraved, and put in place, and you followed all the way through with that. And then on Facebook, that question came up about where to put it when it's delivered. And I suggested on Facebook, why don't we, whoever was interested, come to Ettrick Cemetery and pick out a spot. And that was the second time we had a face-to-face. We went up to Ettrick Cemetery. Your husband was there. Skeeter was there. And I think Ricky was there. I was there. And we found what seemed to be an appropriate, reasonable place. Everybody seemed to agree. And we marked the spot. And boom, a day or two later, they're set. And you were the first one to go over there to inspect it and get a picture and put it on Facebook. So everything was going well there at the Ettrick Cemetery. But boy, it unraveled in that meeting. And these were people that had donated money to the bench. These were people that had followed Facebook and Ettrick and had ties off. And they wanted to have a group meeting and bring in some fresh blood. And you recall, when we were at Ettrick Cemetery, we were trying to put a meeting together to do just like you say. Let's get some new members, reorganize the foundation to replace those who have passed away and those who we can't even find. And we asked, or at least I did, if you could get a meeting together. And I know you've been through a lot of hardships, we all have, with health issues and family issues. And and I think I had a conversation with you, and you were looking at the Colonial Heights Library, which would have been okay because it is a free room and public access and restrooms and lights and tables, and we could handle a good group. And some time went by, and somehow the meeting wasn't put together. So that's when someone else put a meeting together and found a location closer to the cemetery, appropriate. Edric Matorko, you can you can stand at the Edric Matorko Library and see Edric Cemetery. And that was the meeting. And boy, I was so happy and pleased to see some faces that I've only seen on Facebook at the meeting. You came there, Skeeter came there, which was a shock because he said he wasn't coming. And then somehow the meeting just unraveled. So all I can say is I apologize for any feelings I have toward you. I don't have any animosity, I'm just trying to make sense of that meeting, why it just came apart. So the reason I wanted to call when, like I say, the sparks have settled down on the ground and gone out, hopefully, from that meeting, and that's behind us. I know there's some ill feelings from others that were in the meeting, but I guess my question to you is, what would you want your part to be? You are listed as the current treasurer, and is that something you want to continue to do, or is there another position in the foundation, or would you want to call a meeting and, like you say, call a meeting, get some new members to join, and have an election? Because we have dead and missing members now. And we got angry people on the outside, right?
I agree with most of that. Like I said, my original intent had been to get some new members and to perhaps get to know who could do what, and in December have a meeting. And I mean, originally, of course, I didn't have any intentions of quitting the organization altogether, but the next step will be for me just to quit. And this has really caused me an awful lot of concern, and Curtis, I really don't even know how to explain it.
Well, is there something that I can do? Can I work in a direction to where someone could take your position as treasurer, and turn it over?
I'm not, okay, let me tell you a couple of things that, you see, I don't even know what to say won't cause more hard feelings. Ricky Poole and several other, Mr. Vaya has blocked me from the remembering the times of Edric. A year or more ago, I posted something on the, I guess it's been 3 years now, I posted something on the, because David Wright wrote on there all the time, and there was always something on that theatric cemetery. And I wrote and said that the Theatric Cemetery Foundation needed new members we were in dire need of new members. Now, at that time, David was president, and he was cutting the grass. And there was a big flurry by some man, and right now I can't remember his name. I can look it up. But he berated me for saying we had a need for new members. And it was, I was harassed. Quite honestly, I was afraid. So I just remained in the background again. I never wrote that. But during that, because of that, Mr. Vaya wrote to me and said, ask me not to post anything else about the Ettrick Cemetery. That the Ettrick Cemetery, and I had only posted the one thing. The Ettrick Cemetery was not a, you know, it, what I had posted was not a memory, and that he wanted his site to be for memories of Ettrick. And so I honored his request. I didn't post anything. And I told, when I opened the page for the journal, when I volunteered to collect the money for the bench, I mentioned to someone else who had been writing on the Remembering the Times that I had been asked not to post about the Ettrick Cemetery. And I didn't. I didn't post anything. I try to do what I'm asked to do. Well, as you, if you read any of it, you know that all kinds of posts on there about the cemetery and soliciting members and for his group and collect and his need for money for the lawnmower, and Mr. Baya hasn't stopped him at all. But I posted one thing, and he has blocked me from that site also. So I hear nothing about what Ricky Poole's doing. And that started before the meeting. You know, Ricky had been doing this stuff before the meeting at and Skeeter and Ricky were. I'd never even met Ricky Poole. I don't know him. And why he has taken it upon himself to act the way he has, I don't know. But he has caused a lot of harm to my reputation. And I just don't choose to be around him again. I didn't realize that he was going to be there that day. Skeeter and I had made the arrangements. I was supposed to meet Skeeter there, and Skeeter was going to, and I were going to decide the day before the meeting. Skeeter announced that he'd be there, and that anyone who wanted to come could come. But he posted that somewhere. I'm not sure where. And that. And so you were coming, so you came and Skeeter came. I'm sorry. You came and Ricky Poole came. I would never have come if I had known that Skeeter was going to have Ricky Poole there, because he had already at that time been harassing me. And also, there's more to tell you than that, but I don't want to be around the man. I don't trust him. I don't know anything about him except what he's written about me. I don't know that he's a good person. Have you known him very long?
No, I haven't. And I tell you, I've heard the name all my life, okay, because in Ettrick there were some pools, okay? There was the Charlotte Poole and her husband. Her husband worked for Royce LeFoon. He was a bald-headed guy. He delivered groceries in the neighborhood from Royce Grocery in Ettrick to people in Ettrick. And Charlotte and him lived in Ettrick on Orange Hill Avenue. At some point in time, they moved to Sherwood Hills. Charlotte Poole was my Sunday school teacher and fellowship when I was about 8 years old. And I even have a Bible that Charlotte Poole gave me on my birthday in 1956 with her name on it to Curtis Anderson. And I still have that Bible. But in that setting, there was some Pools in Ettrick, and one of them was Ricky Poole. And I'm thinking, I know Mike Poole. That was one of Charlotte Poole's children. And I was thinking Ricky was one. And So all my life, when I started hearing on Facebook, oh, that's the Ricky Poole that's kin to Mike Poole that's kin to Charlotte Poole on Orange Hill Avenue. But when I first bumped into him at Ettrick Cemetery, and that, again, was the first, him and I, he didn't look like the Ricky Poole I had in my mind. And I asked him if he was kin to Charlotte. And even Ann Langster was a Poole. She was in that Poole group. And he said, no, there was another set of Pools in Ettrick, and he wasn't kin to some of the other Pools. And that's all I know about him, other than my bumping into him at the cemetery, and then again at that meeting.
Well, yeah. So we have nothing. We don't know anything about him. I don't understand it. I was not raised in Ettrick. My connection to the cemetery is because my great grandparents are buried there, and my grandfather was born in Ettrick. But
and what later, are their names? What is your
Newsoms. They were Newsoms.
Your grandfather was a Newsom?
Yes.
Did they live on Chesterfield Avenue?
I don't.
Because I had a paper route, and I think there were some Newsoms right there on Chesterfield Avenue, almost in Ettrick, front of Ettrick School. I could be wrong, because we're going back a long time. Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, supposedly, I believe my great-grandfather, I believe it was William Newsom. There was a picture one time in the Progress Index, like you said, years ago, when the Petersburg and Ettrick was washed away, and he was the last person to bridge before it came down. So it was that long ago, you know. but anyway, I have my grandmother, who was married to Mr. Newsom, was a Bridgewater. There were Bridgewaters in Ettrick of Metoka. There's another grave that I have forget things. Anyway, there are two sets of. I've got a grandmother, a great grandmother, and a great grandfather, and then I might even be a great great grandmother buried up there. There's another grave up there that's separate from the other.
Are they all Newsoms?
Yes.
Would you happen to be kin to any of the Browns? I might know Calvin Brown and the son, Calvin Brown. I think
I don't think so.
No?
Not that I know of, no. My husband's father was Leonard Brown. He was a builder. He built homes
Well, how about your maiden name?
My maiden name was Ford.
spell that I can't hear very well. Board?
Ford, like the car.
Okay.
Ford.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever do anything in Ettrick? Did you attend Ettrick School, Metorica, or?
No. No, I was the only, I joined the Ettrick Cemetery, the Ettrick, wait a minute, Historical Society.
Yes.
I joined that because my grandparents had been up there and I knew they had lived there.
I think Sterling Hawkins was in that, yes.
Yeah, and
who else? As far as I know, Sterling is still around. He's involved with Swift Creek Mill. But I think Sterling at one time, they even used the Eddie Cole House. And I think Sterling may even had a building on Chesterfield Avenue for the Historic Society or some kind of business. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Quite honestly, it's been a while. You know, the Anderson girl that society there in Ettrick, you know, she's passed away. She had Alzheimer's, passed away.
Was her name originally Anderson or Blankenship?
No, she was Mary Ellen Anderson. I've forgotten what, right now, I can't think of what her husband's name was.
Okay.
And Mary Ellen, and that we met a lot up at the train station there in Ettrick. And we also met at the fire station. And you see, I can't remember all these names. I have things here where I could have a good memory.
Well, what happened to the Historical Society?
Well, the girl got Alzheimer's and stopped. She just stopped, and just like the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation, they stopped having meetings, and it just disappeared. Because they had been asked to take over the Ettrick. They had been asked to take over the Ettrick Cemetery before the. The girl who did so much for the Ettrick Cemetery, the girl who put it all together,
Renee,
before she left.
Yeah, yeah. Was Renee in the society, Historical Society?
No. But Historical Society, if they would want to, if they would take over the cemetery when she left, and Mary Ellen and her husband decided not to do that, and that's kind of when it went to David Wright, and David never had a meeting after. He never had a meeting after he took over, and things just went to pot. And there's a lot I could say, but like I said, Curtis, I don't want to speak bad of the dead. He's not here to say his part. But I could tell you so many things. And I don't know. All I want now is for the cemetery to be put in the hands of an honest person and people who will do what they can to, they need to read the bylaws and uphold what the, we don't, they don't need another, they don't need to start foundation. Why start one when everything's already, had already been done? And yeah, I hold the I hold the deed for the property, but I'm not deeding it over to Ricky Poole. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to make sense of everything because I hate to be in the dark, and I certainly avoid as many sparks as I can. The only thing I can do is keep my ears open and read Facebook and listen to all the comments and what have you. But I know this, and I do a little bit of, research like anybody on the internet. You're always reading things. I do know that Chesterfield County, along with the state of Virginia, has just bought the property from Camel's Bridge, okay, along the river. This is land that you really couldn't build a house on. It's rocky, treed. Houses, and it goes what I would call Main Street. It starts at Camel's Bridge, and it continues where the Nugent's grocery store used to be across from Virginia State, down in that bottom where all the mills. So that land continues all the way up the river, back where Three Pines is located. This is property behind Main Street along the river. Nobody.
Right.
And it goes all the way up to the property that is owned by Chesterfield County in the state of Virginia, which is Virginia State and County property where they have put the river walk. So there's a gap. You got the river walk that goes behind South Park Mall, the river walk along the river that goes under Martin Luther King Bridge there at the junkyard in Colonial Heights, going into Petersburg. And then a little bit further distance there on the Colonial Heights property. And you can walk that river walk almost to Virginia State College at the railroad trestle. There's also land that's been deeded, and it's in the Parks and Service and Virginia State and Chesterfield County property now, and they're building a walk, a path, a river walk kind of, from right there behind Virginia State that goes all the way up to Ashland. That's already in place, and they're going to take those two concrete pillars that used to be the Seaboard Railroad crossing over there at Virginia State, the Camel's Bridge, and they're going to tie the river walk that goes to Colonial Heights to the river walk, or the walk that goes to Ashland. And now they've got the land. It's been settled. The price has been agreed, and it's now in the possession of the state and the county. From the concrete pillars there at Virginia State all the way up to the Chesterfield County Park, which is right across from the Ettrick Cemetery. So that is all property now that will be historical and preserved and maintained by the state, the National and County Park Service. All of that is tied together. So Main Street, which is pretty bad shape, those homes, you recall, Main Street, those homes are dilapidated, and people own those properties, people are living in them, and some of them are being restored. That has nothing to do with the property, but they're going to be along that river walk in their backyard down across the river all the way to not only where Ettrick Cemetery is, but where the park is across from Ettrick, all the way up to the land joins again to Virginia State University right there at the Atlantic Coastline Railroad, and that state property goes all the way to River Road. So that is going to be a historical walkway for Virginia State University. That's written in stone. They got the money.
Has been for a long time.
Well, it's,
I mean, that's all been in the works. I mean, I know it's been in the paper recently, but that's been in the works for a long time. I mean, that was the intention when they came through Colonial Heights and
well,
everything?
Well, the ink is dry now. They didn't want to mention anything about the new addition along the Appomattox River because that was still in private hands until the first week of August. So it's just been a news release. I'm saying all of that to say this. There's the cemetery right there is part of historical property. So it doesn't matter what Ricky Poole says or anybody else says. I don't even think the foundation's going to have a lot of say-so in it. If the county wants it and it's property that they can tax and change zoning, right now it's just zoned as a public cemetery in private hands. But if they zone it historical property, it's worthless. Except to the historical people who eventually will probably come in and take it over and maintain it. But that's down the road. But that's stuff that's beyond, I think, any person's control. But anyway, I don't want to dwell on it too much, and I don't want to get myself upset when I think about all the issues. But I did want to let you know I have no ill feelings toward you. I commend you for all that you've done, and you have certainly carried the torch for a long time, and sometimes by yourself, and sometimes with opposition. But things are changing in Ettrick for the better, and I think we both have to agree we want to preserve the cemetery, because there's only a few things left in Ettrick of memories that you would have, your grandparents would have, and generations, and I'll point them out. Number one is Ettrick Cemetery. That's probably the oldest thing. But then you also have the fire station. That's Chesterfield County. It's not going anywhere. You got the train station that's going to be upgraded. That's been there forever. Before the train station building that's there now, the old train station building. You might recall that one. But
yes.
The train station, the fire station, Ettrick Cemetery, and the only really church that is functioning is Fellowship Baptist Church, and that's where it all started with the Bowman and the Woodruffs. So there's very little left in Ettrick. All of the homes that people have, when the children grew up, they moved away, and when the parents died, the homes, properties were sold. So I don't know anybody that's lived in Ettrick the last 40 or 50 or 60 years that are still there. You might. I don't.
I don't know very many people there. By the way, the Historical Society, you see, there's a Toddy Street in Ettrick, and that had a lot of my interest because my ancestors were Toddies, and they came over here in the 1600s or 1700s, I've forgotten, and they settled probably further down in Chesterfield. But I was interested in Ettrick because of Toddy Street. So, you know, some of my ties go back a whole lot further than what any of these people who live there now have any idea.
Well, I've got my genealogy information on my personal website. My mother's name, maiden name, was Toddy. She was from Colonial Heights. I guess she was born in Colonial Heights. So her name was Ethel Toddy. My grandmother was Virgie Toddy. And her husband was John Toddy, and there's a plot in Blandford Cemetery with John Toddy, and my ancestors go back to Benjamin Toddy. There are two Benjamin Toddys. There's I call him the older Benjamin Toddy, and then the one older than him. And yes, he settled in Henrico County, and I've got the deed records of all of that stuff from Benjamin Toddy. And again, like you say, back in the 16, 17, and 1800s, all of that stuff. At one time, Henricus, which was the second Jamestown, Henricus in Chesterfield County, all of that was Henrico. And
right.
Henrico broke up, and Chesterfield became a fragment of Henrico County. And then Chesterfield County broke up into districts and became, you got the Metorca District, which included Ettrick. So, yes, the Tardy line, I consider, well, my mother was a Tardy, so what does that make me? 50% Tardy through her.
Well, that makes us cousins, sir.
Yes, it does. Well, small world. And, you know, that's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be getting together, get a quiet place. If you want food, you know, you can eat at home. But get together and talk about our ties in Ettrick, and you would be amazed how intermarried, interrelated we all are.
That's right. I just don't understand where all the out of Ettrick. People say, you know, they had a run-in with me years ago, and people that I, there's been two people in particular, and right now I can't even think of their name, but I have no idea what they're talking about. I've never been in any trouble. I've never done anything wrong. I have held a treasurer's position in several different organizations many times over the years, and I don't know where all of this came from, and I appreciate you talking to me the way you have today. But you say you have your genealogy on the on your website.
Yes, and of course that's a growing, how should I say it, it's ever growing. The oldest stuff, of course, when I started putting it together, I put me and my wife and her close relatives, her parents and my parents, and I'm all the way up to the Andersons, and I can go back to the Williams. So the top of my genealogy tree is the Williams, but the limbs that go off from the Tardis, of course, I've been working on the Anderson, my father's side. But when you look at the limb that goes off to the Tardy side, I've got the paperwork. I've got the deeds, copy of the deeds, all the way back to Benjamin Tardy, which is back when, before Chesterfield County.
Right. And
my mother was born on Tazewell Street in Tazewell Street, in Colonial Heights, but it's in Colonial Heights today. And when I was searching that deed, they said, well, we can tell you who lived in the house all the way back, the Tardys who lived in that house. And there were Tardys across the street. That was Tardy. You're talking about Tardy Street in Ettrick. Tazewell Avenue is where the Tardys lived. A bunch of Tardys lived in Tazewell Avenue. I have all of the paperwork. That's not on my website yet, but I have that paperwork. But then if I want to go back to before how did the Tardys get to Tazewell, I have to go to Chesterfield County. So I go out to Chesterfield County to track the deeds from there. And then Chesterfield County can take me to the older Benjamin, and I said, I want to know about the first Benjamin, Benjamin's father, Benjamin Tardy's father, who was Benjamin Tardy. And they said, well, you're going to have to go to Henrico County Courthouse to do those deed searches. So the Tardy stuff that's ancient goes back. But what I do have, is that something that you would be interested in looking at? My genealogy stuff?
Yes. Yeah, you've got much, much more than I do.
What I really found out so interesting is my name is Anderson. I'm half Tardy, half Anderson. My wife was a daughtry in Petersburg, and when I was doing her tree, the daughtry swung all the way around back to the Williams, who came out of Russia, okay? And unbelievable, I have a picture of Mr. and Mrs. Williams, okay, that immigrated to Russia in North Carolina. And then when I go through, not the Toddy limb, but through the Anderson limb, it curves around on a different tree, and we both go back and under the Williams name. Unbelievable. But I have.
Oh, my goodness.
So we, and again, a lot of the people that came to Ettrick came from North Carolina, because as the mills began to move up the river, and Ettrick was a hot spot because of the waterfalls, the people that were down in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, and along the rivers down there, when they found they were jobs in Ettrick, came to Ettrick, and they're buried in Ettrick Cemetery. All right, I'm going to go with Ken. That's comforting to know, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what kind of kin we are. That would be a mystery. But if you ever get back to the Tardies and want to go back to the Benjamin Tardy, I've got the paperwork. Okay.
Yeah. Benjamin Tardy. You know, I remember that name. I have a will, and I've forgotten whose will it was, but it names all of his children. And I have worked just on that, but I haven't done any work on that in quite several years, especially since any of this cemetery stuff has come up. And like I said, I can't remember the names real well. I have to be looking in order.
Well, maybe you and I can get together and we'll sit down and look over the paperwork I got. And I can take you to the Tardy graves over in Petersburg at Blanford Cemetery. I can take you back. See, like I said, my grandfather was John Tardy, and I was hoping John Tardy would have been the limb immigrating to the United States. But no, it was his brother, Benjamin, who was, and of course, his grandfather, which is the older Benjamin, that's where the ties go back to. Yep.
Right. Yeah, and I never tried to go across the ocean.
Okay. Well, I'm where they came across the ocean. I'm at the point where they came to Henrico. And I'll tell you this, Benjamin Tardy, when he came to Henrico, he must have been well off because he bought a large portion of land, okay? And it was through that, him owning the land, that his big family, they each got portions of that land. Okay, and I believe if I ever get my deeds right, we'll find out part of it's Colonial Heights, part of it's Metoqua and Colonial Heights, the reason that they ended up there on Tarswell Avenue in Ettrick. Okay, well, I'm going to go, Glenda.
I'm not sure. I don't think that I'm going to come on Saturday the 20th. I just can't bring myself. There's so much. It probably is good that we have talked. I'm glad that you don't have any ill feelings toward me, because I didn't understand where they came from, where all these feelings came from anyway.
Well, they were dumped on me too, okay?
Yeah, I know. It's just terrible.
I was just shocked, you know? And
right.
It turned into... You know, it's almost like when you go in a room and somebody yells fire, we all smell smoke. You know, we all got sprayed. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go to the meeting. I want to do something and I guess keep my ears open, because really, I went there and I had an agenda, and when I threw a couple of things out there on the table, the next thing you know, the meeting went off a different direction. Okay.
Well, yeah. I had asked Skeeter if he was going. Communication between us is not quite as bad as it was with David Wright, but it takes him weeks and many requests for me. And I do finally have written. He did send me the copies of what he had paid Ricky, and but it took longer than what Ricky expected it to, and he's just all this business about him. He got paid $300 one day, and 2 days later he was writing that he'd never been paid. So I just don't understand. I don't understand what his agenda is, and there's more that I could tell you, like I said, but I might sit down and talk to you face to face. I don't. A firestorm. I just need to get away from it. It that killed my husband, and I don't need it, you know.
All right, well, we'll get together one day and put all of that, you know, out of our mind and just look at the genealogy. You may have one little piece of the puzzle, and I may have three pieces, and we can put it together and get something, okay?
Okay, I'm sure you have a whole lot more. And just clarify one thing for me. Did you say you have your genealogy on your website somewhere?
Yeah, I can send you the link, okay?
I would really appreciate that, and then I would know what I have. But you seem to have much more knowledge than I do about that. But
I've got pictures. I've got got a lot of stuff there. It's 22 years of work. It's 22 years of work to get it on the cloud. That's what I call it. Everybody, that cloud is a new word. I've had the stuff on the cloud before it was called a cloud. But I got 22 years of work getting it up there. But I've got, maybe 250 years of paperwork that I'm still working on it. But, I'll send it to you. Is this
okay.
Number I'm calling you on, this is a home number. It's not a smartphone?
That's correct. You want my cell phone number?
Yeah, because I can just send you the link right now. I mean, that's how... It's right in
okay.
my fingertip. I tell you what, when I get off the phone, ring my number for three rings and hang up. I'll get your number and I'll send you the link. Okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you.
That's the quickest way. All righty. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.